This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we're back to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDAHLIA. 1-877-DOCDAHLI. So over the weekend, apparently people were saying that the Russian ruble is worth less than Monopoly money. So if you have Monopoly money, you can use that in Russia because it was worth way more than the Russian ruble. And so I looked it up. It's interesting. It's really interesting. Now, I never kept my Monopoly set. I don't know where my Monopoly set is. We've had multiple. I mean, is that sad? Where it wasn't just one Monopoly set, but you probably had a Monopoly set as a kid. And then maybe your roommates, you lived in a bunch of different apartments and somebody had a Monopoly set. And then you had kids, so you got a Monopoly set. And then you stopped because they were trying to eat the little houses or stick the thimble up their nose. So I don't know how many Monopoly sets we've had. I can't find it. I don't think I have any Monopoly money. And to think that they're worth more than the ruble is kind of exciting. But it's not that exciting when you really kind of look into it. So Monopoly money, you can't just go and find out how much, or pass go, and find out how much it is. What you can do, though, is do a little math. So the Russian ruble, now this was at the time of this. This was a couple days ago. The Russian ruble, and well, just kind of after working approximation, because the ruble did go up a little bit, but it basically is equitable to one penny in America. So it's going to go up and down. It's going up a little bit more because I think they figured out how to sell some of their fuel, but roughly it's worth about a cent, maybe a little bit less than a cent. So, or more. Now, today, it went a little up. So if the ruble is worth roughly about a penny, then anything worth more than a penny is going to be worth more than a ruble. Now, keep in mind when we look at pesos, when we look at, you know, all these other medical denominations, many of them are, you know, we look at our dollar as a whole dollar compared to a penny. In other countries, their rubles might be in a way, or their quote-unquote, what we think are dollars, are kind of their pennies. So when we go, oh my gosh, look at the pesos, they're so low. Well, yeah, it doesn't necessarily equate to what we think as a dollar. So, you know, if they look at it, we have 50 cents, 100 cents, you know. And I get they aren't going to sell a house in cents, but you know, that's kind of how I look at it when you go, gosh, don't they realize their money is so low? Why don't they do something about it? Well, it's because we put a lot of worth into the term dollar, whereas they might not. You know, it's a unit of money, all right? So I looked at what Monopoly money goes for. So I went on Amazon. Now, there's a lot of fake Monopoly money. Have you seen the fake Monopoly money that's out there? They don't even look like Monopoly money. But I think what happened is people, and I get this because my family would have done the same thing. When you lose a piece, you use a stand-in. So those $500 crisp bills or those, and you know, do you guys remember the dollar bills were a little bit more or the 20s were more used, but the 500s were crisp because you hardly used them because, you know, until somebody bought a hotel, you never really used the 500s. So if somebody's losing them, I get how somebody took some construction paper, or they took some paper, and they made it. But if you're looking at real Monopoly money, you got to go to Hasbro, because I think Hasbro owns Monopoly. So there was a price for 70 bills, 10 bills of each denomination, the 1, the 5, the 10, the 20, the 50, the 100, and the 500, giving 70 bills. That went for $12.99. So if $12.99 covered 70 bills, just divide it. And you end up getting 18.6 cents a bill, which means you are spending 18.6 cents for one little piece of paper of that monopoly money. Now, again, the prices could change. This was just on Amazon. And I did see a two packs for about 13 bucks, which would then make it 9 cents. But, yeah, then technically one piece of monopoly money is worth 9 to 18 times more than a ruble. They're not lying. That's true. All right, now, don't start breaking open your community chest yet. Multiple online stores are selling used Monopoly money. So on Etsy, one seller was selling his or her old Monopoly money, 70 bills for $1.99. So that brought it down to 2 to 3 cents a bill. So, yeah. So you can't buy all the railroads, can't buy all the utilities with that kind of money. Because I know some of you are thinking, you know what, I'm going to take my Monopoly money, and I'm going to march past go, and I'm not going to leave this chance, and I'm going to go to Marvin Gardens, Russia. Or I'm going to go to St. John's Place, Russia. All right? Or Park Place, or Boardwalk. No, you can't take your Monopoly money and buy up Russia. You can't be doing that. Somebody has to buy that Monopoly money off of you, and most people don't want to. All right? They can make up their own these days. You could get that stock paper that's kind of thin. You could do the print. You can make your own. But what this does, though, highlight is some of the sanctions and some of what we're doing to Russia is causing that ruble to drop. Now, the ruble has been kind of up and down, and it did drop precipitously with the war. They are, though, making some gains. As I said, we are starting to see it go up. But, you know, how I look at it is it's very relative. And so that's kind of what we're going through now with inflation. You know, people are saying the value of the dollar is dropping. Absolutely. I mean, I see it. I see it at the gas tank. I see it with food. I mean, it's ridiculous. I go to the grocery store and I'm like, are you kidding me? I'm spending almost $8 for this? So something is only worth what you're willing to pay for it. The only way we're going to manage this inflation or manage these prices and what's going on is our demand. We as consumers need to kind of have a voice. If something is not worth $8, then don't buy it. You know? And I understand we need gas and all that. Carpool, do whatever. But we're going to have to, as a force, go, we're not spending that kind of money on this stuff. 1-877-DOCTOR, don't go away.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. shopsupertea.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137. I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer. Big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So this weekend also saw the death of Foo Fighters drummer Taylor Hawkins, who also had a great voice too. He was found dead on Friday in a hotel room in the Colombian capital of Bogota. And this was a shock. He's only 50 years old. And, it's a shock when, and I know some people are like, well, you know, he's in rock, he's in a band. No, I'm shocked by it because he's middle-aged, he's 50. You know, we hear of overdoses, we hear of cardiopulmonary collapse, we hear of these things with, maybe younger rock stars. Sadly, that has plagued that industry. But 50-year-olds, they're watching their blood pressure, right?
They're watching their weight. They're, you know, worried about their kids and grandkids. It is different. It's not supposed to be a common occurrence for anybody. So when it happened, I was shocked. I think a lot of people were. And the Colombian Attorney General's office released the preliminary results of a urine toxicology test. Some of you are asking, how did they get a urine test if he was found dead? You straight calf. So they would probably put a catheter in, grab the urine. They could also do a blood test too. They could do a blood test, but yeah, they could access the there's even a suprapubic catheter, but they could access the bladder. On March 26th, they released, and there were at least 10 substances, including marijuana with the THC component, benzodiazepines, tricyclic antidepressants. I believe there was heroin, as well as other opioids, and so at least 10. But what was really shocking was not the fact that he had all these drugs in his system, but that his heart was twice the size of a normal heart. Twice the size. Normal heart's about 250 to 300 grams. We're being told that his was over 600 grams. Now, to put this into perspective, okay? Taylor Hawkins was not the biggest dude, but he was average. He was 5'10" in height, and he weighed about 154 pounds. So that was light for a man, but still, 5'10", 154 pounds. But his heart was at least 600 grams. To put this into perspective, George Floyd was 6'4", weighed 223 pounds, and upon his death, they found his heart to be enlarged at 540 grams. So Taylor Hawkins, who was much smaller, may everybody rest in peace, had a bigger heart than somebody bigger than him. That's a lot of pathology. So Bogota health officials said report of a patient with pains in his chest located in a hotel in the north of the city. An ambulance was dispatched to attend the emergency. However, on arrival, healthcare professionals attempt to reanimate, but without response, the patient was declared deceased. And so, you know, what is an enlarged heart? How did somebody who was still young, 50 years old, and obviously not overweight, have an enlarged heart? Well, sadly, there's a lot of issues that could cause it. To keep in mind, now some of you might be like, well, gosh, you know, what's the average heart size? So even though 250 to 300, researchers looked at heart sizes in men, healthy men. They found the heart size could go anywhere from 188 to 575. 575 on the upper limit of normal, but they averaged about 331 grams. So of all the people that they tested, they think about 330 grams in a male is about average. So he was almost double that. So a heart will enlarge if the workload increases. If the heart has to work harder, it's just like you lifting weights with your arms, right? You're going to start to bulk. And if the heart has to work harder, the muscle's going to enlarge. And the more the muscle enlarges, that doesn't necessarily mean, man, dude, this is good. It means the heart now requires more to work. It needs more fuel. It needs more oxygen. And you don't want a heart that only has X number of beats in its lifetime to have to beat any harder than it has to. Now, I know that's a little paradoxical because, you know, some people say, well, then why don't we just sit on a couch our whole lives? Well, because if you don't use it, you lose it. And that causes increased workload. Your heart does need exercise. That's what it's built for. It's built to be in a range of beating high and then relaxing. And so if you just sit and do nothing and then all of a sudden you get up, that's a strain on the heart. So you want the heart to be conditioned. It's all about conditioning. We want our heart to be conditioned for a certain amount of activity and a certain amount of workload. But sometimes this enlarged heart could be from, you know, reasons such as genetics, you know, or something happened in utero, or so you could be born with it, or you could be, you have inherited a gene. Height. If you're taller, your heart is going to be bigger. Anemia. If you have anemia, and which is your blood isn't carrying as much hemoglobin and oxygenating your tissues, the tissues start to demand, wait a second, we need more blood. So we'll see some people have an enlarged heart because of anemia. A biggie, though, especially as we see with, you know, artists, musicians, are stimulants, cocaine use, meth. Stimulants will increase the workload of the heart, speed it up, and cause the heart to get large. Other drugs as well. Alcohol is a biggie on enlarging the heart. If you've had heart disease, if part of your heart's not working, and then the rest of it has to compensate, if you've had a heart attack, that's going to cause it. If you have heart failure, if the pump's not working, and so the heart's trying to compensate, that could do it. If you have a valve in your heart that's not working properly, then that's going to cause the heart to have to work harder. If you have severe kidney disease, if you're pregnant, we'll see enlarged hearts in pregnant women. If you have a virus could enlarge the heart, like COVID. We've seen cardiomegaly with COVID, HIV. If you have abnormal heart rhythm, that'll kind of mess with the muscle. Hormonal issues could do it. If you have acromegaly, an excessive growth hormone, that could cause the heart to enlarge. So what do we do? Well, first, we need to identify who has an enlarged heart. Many people don't know. So if you have chest pain, if you have trouble breathing, if you get dizzy, if you get palpitations, if you have fatigue, if you feel weak, if your legs are swelling, if you have weight gain, those could all be signs of an enlarged heart. Now, some people self-treat it. They're like, gosh, I feel like my heart's beating out of my chest. They'll take a Xanax, they'll take a benzodiazepine, and then they'll, you know, relax. I know that, you know, if you feel like your heart's beating out of your chest, you got to get looked at. So what do we do to treat it? Well, we have to preserve the pump. Remember, the heart is a pump. That's its job. It doesn't have to think, you know. It doesn't have to, it's a very mechanical pump that relies on a lot of physiological processes to work. So we need to decrease the workload. We need to give it less stress. So stop the drugs. Stop the alcohol. It's not helping. Sometimes we'll give blood pressure medications, including diuretics, to prevent the heart from needing to work so hard with all the excess fluid in the blood, the excess blood pressure. If the heart has to push against a higher blood pressure, then it's going to cause, hypertrophy. Valvular issues, if you have valvular problems, we're going to fix it surgically. If you have clogged arteries, then we're going to put in a stent or do a bypass. Sometimes we put in a pacemaker or an ICD, implantable cardioverter defibrillator, to make sure you're getting proper electrical currents, proper beats that'll beat the heart, cause heart to beat. So, you know, it's really sad what happened to Taylor Hawkins. They don't believe he died of an overdose, but that his heart collapsed, cardiovascular collapse. And he's too young. He shouldn't have had a heart that big. Did he have it that big because of drugs? Possibly. And he was a gifted artist. And so for those of you that have had, you know, party type past, get your hearts checked out. See if your heart has enlarged. And, you know, because we only have X amount of battery life on it. 1-877-DOLLY.
According to the World Gold Council, while demand for gold is surging, 72% of people reply they lack the necessary know-how to do so. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta, owner of Advantage Gold, hands down the highest-rated gold dealer in the country. The reason? We lead with education. We've taught millions of investors how to buy gold safely and securely, and our in-depth gold guide explains everything you need to know. From what type of metals to consider, if an IRA or cash transaction is best, and how you can be certain that the gold you're buying is authentic, certified, and real. Call 800-900-8000 now and get our number one rated first-time gold buyer's kit. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the information you need to secure your future. Call 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000 today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden released a $5.8 trillion budget that envisions a substantial increase in U.S. defense spending, a sign of the administration's willingness to devote additional resources to military programs, including aiding Ukraine. Russia is calling President Biden's statement regarding Russian President Vladimir Putin alarming. During a speech in Poland over the weekend, Biden saying this man cannot remain in power. The White House has been walking back the comment and said Biden was speaking about Putin using his force outside of Russia. The Kremlin said Moscow will continue to track statements made by Biden. The Academy does not condone violence of any form. That's a statement that was made on its official Twitter account last night after Will Smith slapped Chris Rock for making a joke about his wife. USA Radio News. Overdoses have been on the rise in recent years, especially from synthetic opioids such as fentanyl. Arizona AG Mark Brnovich tells Fox Business it is Democratic border policies harming Americans.
People are dying, and it is absolutely heartbreaking that the cartels are making so much money. And so this is not something that's going to end in the next news cycle. I mean, literally, we will be paying the cost as American taxpayers for an entire generation.
The Biden administration called for $41 billion for drug policy efforts in 2022. A majority of the funding will go towards harm reduction, addiction treatment, and recovery support services. Two soldiers were sentenced to serve federal prison time after they involved themselves in smuggling illegal immigrants across Texas. One soldier pleading guilty to recruiting other soldiers in a plot to smuggle people past border security. The other pleading guilty to accepting money in exchange for driving. USA Radio News.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so we hear people go, you must be crazy to go into show business. Going into show business, you've got to be, you know, out of your mind. And no, I think show business is one of the most exciting careers. Ever since I was a little girl, I wanted to be in show business. I wanted to entertain, either want to sing or do comedy or dance or be Miss America. And obviously, you need to be talented and look good for most of those. So, yeah, I never, you know, got into the movies like I would have loved to. And sadly, the movie industry, it's a very, very convoluted one. And, you know, it's who you know and sadly who you, you know, hook up with, although the Me Too movement's changing that. And it's not easy.
And so when I would talk to my parents about, you know, I want to go to show business, they were just thinking about, no, it's bad. It's bad. You know, it isn't the most healthy. And we look at these stars, you know, like they got their gift swag of $140,000 each. I think they got, didn't they get like pieces of land in Scotland? And you look at that and you're like, gosh, their lives, they never have to worry about money. Their lives are so good. You know, they just get treated like royalty. And you look at that and you're like, you know, what could they even be sad about? What could they be having issues with? What could be so bad in their lives, you know, that they have to consider suicide? Well, I think those in show business, or especially in movies and on the silver screen, and the higher the fame you get, I think the harder you fall. And so for those of us that circle the equator, you know, with, all right, well, you know, somebody knows me, I got some money, I got a good month, I got a bad month, we do better. We have longevity. But these highs and lows, they could be deadly. That's why these child stars get into trouble. Because they reach an element of fame. They think it's always going to be like that for them. And they are always going to be a hero. They're always going to have paparazzi. They're always going to have people throwing themselves at them. And then all of a sudden, their TV show gets canceled. Or they go through puberty. Or people don't recognize them anymore. And then nobody notices them. Yet, the ones that do know who they are, sometimes, you know, stalk them. Or they have security issues. So you're not making the salary you made back in 1980 or 1990 or 2000. Yet you still have people that are in love with you and they're following you around and you can't afford to have a whole security team. And you get yourself really in this rut. And in fact, let me see if I could give credit where credit's due. Paracelsus Recovery is a clinic that sees a lot of celebrities. And they had said that Oscar winners appear to be 7 times more likely to suffer from mental health and addiction issues than those who don't win the Oscar. Now, you were looking at the faces of people that didn't win the Oscar, and they looked upset. And I thought it was very predictable. Will Smith hadn't won one. There has been. He did a good job at King Richard, so I knew he was going to win CODA. I haven't seen it, but I hear it was fantastic. That highlights, you know, kind of the trials and tribulations of somebody who can't hear, somebody, you know, who is challenged from a hearing perspective and deaf. That's why everybody was going like this. If you notice, they were like waving their hands during the Academy Awards because that's sign language for clapping. So even though most people deaf understand what a clapping is, this is sign language for clapping. So I thought that was really, really nice. But you knew CODA would win. I mean, there were, you know, as Hollywood has been very vocal about, we need to be inclusive. We need to not discriminate. It's now at the point where you know exactly who's going to win. It's pretty obvious. But other people that really hoped they had a chance, you know, based on their performances, didn't win. And you saw I guess I have to try again. And I mean, who cares? Who cares if you're nominated for an Academy Award? You still get to use that title. How many times do people go, Academy Award nominated, you know, Grammy Award nominated? Fine, it's not a big deal. You can put the nominated in there. Who cares? There's people dying in Ukraine. There's people starving. We're looking at a mass inflation, food shortage, supply. Who cares? But to somebody who worked their life for that, they do. Remember I talked to you about Olympians and depression and athletes in depression? Where it's all about winning the race? Well, then what? Even if you did win, then what? You need to keep winning. And you know that it's gonna reach an end. You know that eventually you can't keep winning. You know, Tom Brady, one of the reasons why I think he went back, after retiring, was, one is I think he got sick of the family. I thought he probably was like, you know what, this isn't as fun, I'm bored. Number two is maybe he had a broadcasting job or something that fell through, or a coaching job. But number three, I think what it was is he hasn't started to downslide from his peak. He can still win. And if I could keep winning, it's unfinished business. I'm going to keep winning. So, yeah, Tom Brady went back. So people who feel they can keep winning and keep, but once you feel like you're not going to win, it's bad. And another issue that I think a lot of people don't realize that many people in Hollywood and celebrities have, and I'm not saying this to make you feel, you know, for us to play a violin for people in Hollywood and those people that were at the Oscars that got to have hundreds of thousands of dollars of clothes and jewelry and gifts bestowed upon them and fame. But so you kind of realize, be careful what you wish for. In fact, I think one psychotherapist said fame should come with a health warning, is a lot of these people, they're on diet pills. To say that's skinny, to say that they're on diet pills. They're on strict diets. They don't eat. Well, if you don't eat, you know, your glucagon and your epinephrine kicks in, so you don't sleep. If you're on diet pills, you don't sleep. So that's going to mess with their health issues. A lot of times, too, is, you know, they have friends. Are they really their friends? Are those people their friends because they really, really like them and they really like hanging out with them? Or are those their friends because they're famous and then they get to hang out with other people? So how do they, you know, how do they know that somebody's there for them, which is why many of them are with their life, you know, their old lifelong friends, or they're just friends amongst each other because it's, you know, somebody going, oh, yeah, let's hang out. Well, why do you want to hang out? It's because I'm famous or not? You know, not me, but, you know, somebody else, like Lady Gaga. There's this never-ending need to be relevant. You always have to be relevant. If the media cycle doesn't care what you're doing, then you're not going to be considered for a role. I mean, when you know, these producers and these casting directors look at roles and look at, you know, if they know you great, they're like, oh, no, that person's done. That person's a has-been. And that feeling of once you do start to become irrelevant. Now, thank God there's lots of ways that people come back, and then sometimes they come back bigger and better. Like, oh, my gosh, who's the Iron Man guy? Like Robert Downey Jr. Boy, did he come back, and he did well. Mario Lopez is still coming back and doing well. Trump made a comeback. I mean, you know, these people make comebacks, and they sometimes become, you know, in a more, I guess, in a role that's even bigger than they ever thought, but not everybody. Lack of privacy, it's really hard. Where everywhere you go, somebody is capturing a picture of you scratching your nose, fixing your underwear, scratching your butt. That's not easy. You feel loss of fame and wealth gained. If you made a lot of money in the 80s, and you don't have that money anymore, and you're not relevant, you know, you have to work somewhere. And it's a lot of times not the same sort of work. I mean, it's easy money. Being in Hollywood is easy money. So, sadly, a lot of people have health issues. And Will Smith has opened up about his depression. Apparently, he was suicidal at one point. And so, you know, I don't know what we saw yesterday with the Oscars, which we're going to talk about later. But, you know, just, you know, don't be careful what you wish for. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
You trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunny Bay. Like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages. Or our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps. And shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702 562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely. Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
The first 10 amendments to our country's Constitution were adopted in 1791. The first of these broadly protects the rights of free speech and free press. Free speech means the free and public expression of opinions without censorship, interference, and restraint by the government. 231 years later, free speech across America is under chronic and insidious attack. GCN is under attack. Your freedom is currently under siege from those who do not want you to know the truth. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to continue telling you the truth. Would you like to join us? If so, please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com. From there, you can learn more about what's happening. You may click follow, share, give, and pray. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI.
1-877-DOCDALI. Thank you guys for all your comments. All right, we will get to some of your questions in the next hour, but I want to cover this because this is also a huge headline. Man. All right, gosh, we just got a lot of news today, so thank you guys for bearing with us. So, the billionaire tax. So, the Biden administration is looking at taxing the most wealthiest of Americans, at least 20%. Plus, taxing them on their unrealized gains. Some of you are a little confused by that. How I look at it, and correct me if I'm wrong, is you got your realized gains and your unrealized gains. So your unrealized gains is, let's say you bought a stock. Like, remember Moderna. And Moderna skyrocketed. So you're like, whoa, I made money on Moderna. or GME or GameStop. And you made a lot of money on that stock, but you didn't sell it. Okay? You held on to it, and then it went back down. Okay? When it goes up, that's an unrealized gain. And right now in the current tax system, it only gets taxed when it's a realized gain, when you sell it. So if you sold your stock, made money, then turned around and bought some and lost it, you're getting taxed on that money you made when you got, when you, a lot of people made money on the tax in, you know, in the stock market over the last couple of years. But you aren't taxed on it until you sell it. Same thing with your house. A lot of you guys have a piece of property where it went up. Your house went up. That's an unrealized gain. It's only realized once you sell it. So, yeah, I could have a pet rock. That pet rock could be up. It could go up, but then it could also go down. So I'm not exactly sure, and I don't think we all know what the little nuances are of this law, but for those of you guys that Robinhooded and have some GameStop stock, you know, you guys are kind of benefiting from that whole unrealized gain thing. And it makes sense. What goes up might come down. So if you don't sell at the right time, you end up losing it. And so if you, you know, you, that's why we tax or get taxed once you sell it. Because you gained it, you have that profit in your hand, you made money. Just like with a casino. You know, you're up a few hundred dollars. If you don't cash out your chips and you end up losing your money, you walk out with no money. But if you cash out your chips, then you can be taxed on that money. So why do I think the billionaire tax is a bad idea? They're billionaires. They make all sorts of money. Well, because as I've said this before and I keep saying this, all right, it's all about the majority and the minority. All right, what we do is we go after the minority. Oh, smokers, let's tax them. There's not a lot of them. Let's tax them. Yeah, 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 majority rules. Well, there's not a lot of billionaires. Most of us are not billionaires. Most of us aren't rich. Yeah, let's go after them. So it's this majority-minority kind of lynching sort of thing that they're doing. But one thing billionaires know how to do is make money. And billionaires run these companies. And billionaires, sadly, have a lot of, I guess, stake in our economy. And if a billionaire is losing money, they're going to find ways to make it. And so if they, like, for example, you know, raising minimum wage, paying workers more. Well, what ended up happening? Costs went up. You know, whether you're a billionaire or whether you're middle class, you realize if I'm going to have to pay more, I'm going to need more money coming in. And so I don't like the idea of kind of brewing more of a, you know what, I got to take on this now, this new hit, so I'm going to take it out of everybody else. And so it does end up trickling down to you, but that's not the main reason why I'm worried about it. I just don't think there's enough billionaires to take on the tax burdens that we have. We are going to be taking on huge amounts of refugees. We might be dealing with, as we talked about, new tuberculosis epidemic and things like that, as people in these war zones are not getting treated, not having access to medications. As other countries have to take on refugees, they start to get overwhelmed. And so we're going to have some major issues. And as America is opening their border and Title 42 is going to be suspended and all sorts of other things, our borders are going to open up more. And then we need money for that. And so I don't think there's enough billion, not to mention all the other things we're spending money on and being taxed on. And so if the billionaires are like, look, you already taxed us 20%, how much more are you going to tax us? Then they have to move to the next set. They have to move to the next. They're going to come, you're going to have to pay. You're already paying. When taxes go up, it affects you anyway. And so I don't think that's what's going to stimulate the economy, stop the inflation. You know, you're going to, you know, you're trying to just go after those elite few, and there's not a lot of them, and trying to get them to pay more money. And they're like, well, then they'll hide the money more. Well, that's why they're going to go after the unrealized gains. They're going to try to go after money that's hidden. But after a while, that runs out. Then what? What are you going to do? Who are you going to go to? And I don't want our country to become socialized, but that's where we're going. That's where we're going. To spread the wealth, laws, more communism, but, you know, this idea that, well, we're going to go after those who could pay. And you see in California this surplus. They're throwing money at anybody with a car for the gas rebate when a lot of people have electric cars. They aren't even using gas. I mean, I guess everybody's going to get the rebate. And so there's a mismanagement with the money. And I would almost rather see a proper management. Why do we have a budget surplus, you know, in some states, whereas other states are struggling? You know, why are we seeing fraud with COVID money? Why are we pledging to give people free health care, free this, when you have our veterans and we have homeless people? Every day I drive, there's somebody, you just see people, different people. I mean, without a home, there just seems to be poor management. And it's not making sense. And we're going to pay for it. We're going to pay for it with higher food prices, with higher gas prices. We're paying for it. And so I get that, well, the rich are making a whole lot of money. And I, if you notice, I've kind of been mixed on this idea that everybody at the Oscars should donate their swag bag to somebody in Ukraine. I don't think a lot of these Ukrainians need these, you know, fancy, I guess, I don't know, like that little piece of land in Scotland, or I mean, maybe they could use the land, but I mean, we need money for food. We need money they need food. They need supplies. They need tampons. They need medicines. And so, you know, telling people at the Oscars, well, you got to donate your bag, that I just don't like that narrative. That I don't think that helps. I think we do have an issue where the rich get richer, the poor get poorer, and we are collecting so much in taxes, and the middle class is going to be the main brunt of who keeps the economy running. And it's about time that somebody says, what the hell are you spending all this money on? You know, why are we funding all the stupid stuff that they've been funding? You know, like what, like cow farts, and I mean, you know, what are we doing here? You know, why aren't we having a more streamlined immigration process? You know, why aren't we addressing the abortion issue with better birth control access so we don't have to pay for the abortions? You know, why aren't we doing more to prevent drugs coming over the border so we don't have to pay for all these hospitalizations of all these narcotic overdoses? I think we need to be a lot smarter with how we're spending our money, because you can just keep taxing, and eventually the billionaires are like, I don't need to live here. I can live in Costa Rica. 1-877-DOLLY.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.